Lord, we love you, for you never fail. Lord, we love you, for you never fail.
Ooh. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Your presence.
Yeah.
We now know that the written word, the inspired word, is now rhema.
Oh,
yeah.
So let your healing begin. Let it flow. Let it penetrate right now. Keep us right here, God, in this place. Reveal unto us, God, your providence, your voice, God. Let us hear it and receive and be made whole today. Never the same when we leave. And we thank you for what you've already done, for what you've already decided, and for all those things that shall come to pass today because you were here. We give you glory and honor, and thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Can I just talk for a minute from my heart?
Talk here.
I want to speak.
Talk here.
To the angel of this house.
Yes, y'all.
Dear pastor, who is my friend.
Yes, sir.
Whom I love severely.
Yes,
sir. Someone told me the other day, he doesn't know this, but somebody told me that he would be their forever pastor.
Be obedient.
No, I'm not going to beat him up.
Because you're loved with an everlasting love.
Bless
you. Do you understand that?
Bless you.
Everlasting.
Bless you.
Even when we're gone, it continues.
Bless you.
I love you.
Bless you.
I love you for your commitment, for your pastoral care. I want to talk about that for a minute. Because I've been in some houses where there's been pastors but no care. Where folk been hungry, but there was really no food. There was hooping. There was hollering. But folk weren't full. Am I talking?
Yes.
I've been in houses where people were thirsty, and there was no living water.
My God.
I've been in households where there was prayer. But there was no oil.
My God.
Jesus.
But it doesn't matter when I come to this house. Because every time I come to this house, something happens in this place.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
I'm changed today because I was here.
Thank you.
And Pastor, I love you and I thank you.
Bless you. Bless you.
Forever. Bless you. With an everlasting love.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now the prophet of the house, who knew that he would be here? My favorite prophet.
All
right. Gosh, I just got blessed so good today.
Yes.
I won't cry.
Go ahead and cry.
I didn't know he could sing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where I've been.
So I got blessed again.
That's all right.
But I want to tell you about another blessing, and I'm not going to ask for permission on this one. But I'm going to tell you a little bit of story, and I'm going to give you a little bit of word, because you don't need a lot today.
Okay. A little bit of word.
When I came through the door, right back there, Mama Molly right there.
Amen.
I didn't pay attention, but my daughter came with me. And she said, Mom. I said, what? She said, look over there. And there was my son, Claiborne. He's my son from another mother. His mom's in heaven, so we his godmother.
Amen.
So here's the story. Claiborne came to our house months back. It was probably last year, I don't know. And he had a situation. He didn't tell us a lot. He just said this. He said, I want you to pray for me. Would you please pray for me? If you heard the totality of his story, you would wonder why he's still here.
Glory to God.
The devil really tried to take him, to kill him in the street.
Oh my God.
But God saved him. Sometimes God will pull us out. He consecrates and sanctifies us and sets us in places where nobody can touch us.
Yes.
My God.
He did that. Years later, Clay shows up. He says, Mom, would you pray? In the kitchen. This is just a few months ago. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying.
All right.
And he came in the house. He came to bring me some donuts. I don't even remember what it was. Some candy, flowers. Mama, I just came to bless you. Mm-hmm. We was in the kitchen. Mama was in the kitchen. She said, come on, we're going to pray right now. Well, we got up in the kitchen and we started praying.
Yeah.
And this glory started coming up in the kitchen.
My God, my God, my God.
In the house. Not in the church, in the house.
Yeah,
glory,
yeah,
God.
Now, I'm going to go somewhere because I'm going to touch this word with this. And this glory began to come, and you could just see it because it was shining on him. His head just went back, and you just saw this transforming power overtake him.
Come on, Lord.
Now, Clay, I don't know when that was. Maybe it was a year ago. Maybe about a year ago.
Not even a year.
1 year since. This transformation been rapid. I've never seen anything like it. It's been accelerated. So for us to come up in here and see him today, I want you to know that God answers prayer.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Do you understand me?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Maybe you need to let folk come up in your kitchen for a minute.
My.
Okay, let me stop. I'm getting ahead. Let me stop. Turn your Bibles.
Come on here.
2 Kings chapter 4. We're going to spend a little bit of time in this story, Pastor. I'm not going to detain it. I just want to give a little bit of this word. We're going to read this familiar passage of Scripture. Because right now, this is the hour that we're in. 2 Kings chapter 4,
Amen.
Verse 1 through 6, maybe 7. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
King James Version. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And
my God.
Knowest
my God.
That thy servant did fear the Lord. Mm-hmm. And the creditors here. He's come to take my family, take my sons into slavery, bondsmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what do you have in your house? And she said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house except a little pot of oil.
Yeah.
Then he said, go borrow some vessels. Mm-hmm.
abroad. Go get some, go knock on your neighbor's door and get some empty vessels. And don't get one or two, get a few.
Yeah.
And when thou art come into your house, shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt thou pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him, and she shut the door upon her sons who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass that when the vessels were full, she said unto her son, bring me yet another vessel. And he said unto her, they are not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. I'm going to stop right there. Yeah. I'm going to ask you to think this through. You can sit down. God bless the reading of the word. I want you to remember what we just read. Because the times that we're living in, I don't know, I haven't seen anything like it. I told Mom, these some Shaka Zulu principalities that came from somewhere, from the likes which I don't know and never have. And she overdid me. And she agreed. We need some staying power.
Yes.
Right now. Because I know some folk, lady clerks, other people who are suffering under compassion fatigue.
My God.
Because we're still fighting. We've been fighting. I mean, I'm 65, but all my life I had to fight.
With me. Come on, Phil.
Jesus.
I was fighting when I didn't even know I was fighting. Fighting for my life, fighting for my sanity, fighting for my children, fighting for my health care, fighting for my paycheck. Somebody know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
We've been fighting COVID for 2 years, back and forth, and this and that, and on and on and round and around. And you thought you had a stimulus check that was going to pay for something. We're still fighting. Fighting for your life.
Yes.
Fighting for your children. Fighting for your husband, your spouse, your grandma, your mama. Is anybody fighting?
Jesus, yes.
Yeah. Yes. A lot of fighting going on. So wonder anytime anybody can lay down and go to sleep. Anybody resting well?
No.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Yeah.
Fear no evil.
I shall fear no evil. Ought to be your prayer every night. So you can rest well in green pastures. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I wanted to use this woman because her story is one of survival. See, the prophets were being killed. So you understand what time it is. Some things don't change. Some things remain the same no matter what decade, what year. It's the same old devil, ain't it?
Yes.
And the thing is, he's so foolish, he uses the same old trick. So why are we smart enough to beat him?
Come on, here.
You've been through enough now to ought to know, have some tactics of your own. I know I'm talking to somebody.
Yes,
hello?
Lord. Yes, Lord.
But she's a survivor. This is, her story is important. It's credible. Because you can contrast the time back in 2 Kings when this was going on to the time we are in now. It's so similar. Got egos clashing.
Jeez.
Governments, national, global, whatever that is. There is a spirit unleashed in the earth that is killing people daily. It's treacherous out there.
Well,
yes, it is.
And I know a lot of people who have a lot of needs. I know you know some. You might have a need yourself.
Say that.
Maybe you only have half a mind today.
Jesus.
Maybe you only have a quarter of a tank of gas. I know I'm talking to somebody.
Jesus.
Maybe there's no school bus driver to drive your baby to school, so you got to figure out how to get your baby to school and get to work on time. Maybe you're a frontline responder. You've been doing it. You've been turning over every 2 hours for the last year with no help but your own. Family member told me she took care of 13 clients at one time. Because nobody will come to work.
Right.
Jesus.
But she survived it. Do you understand? I'm talking to some any survivors in the house?
Yes.
Let me see your hands if you are a survivor.
Jesus.
You want to be happy that you're a survivor.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Let me tell you why, because the world needs needs a witness.
Hallelujah.
People don't believe in God anymore.
That's right.
They're turning away from the faith because no one will witness.
My God. So
preach. See, I'm tired of you telling me I need to see what your life look like.
Yes.
What does your witness tell me about salvation? Why should I be saved, people say? Is it working for you?
My God.
Mercy.
Yeah.
I hear the widow. Her husband was a prophet. He wasn't a Joe standing on the corner. He was working for the Lord. He's gone now, and she is left, just like us, in this predicament. What shall I do? First thing she went to, she come to see you, Pastor. She come to see the pastor because if anything, she's hoping maybe there's some benevolent gesture there. Maybe somebody can buy me some groceries. I know he'll pray for me, but I need a tangible financial act of expression right now. God promise is not here. What do we do when God don't give us what we want right now?
Right now.
Am I talking?
Yes.
You know what we do? We manipulate an outcome.
Jesus.
Right.
We take matters into our own hands. We go see the payday man. We get signed up on the car title loan. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And there's people selling more than crack, baby. They're selling what they got.
Right.
Don't you judge them.
Yeah.
They don't know Jesus. I'm talking right now.
Yeah. Jesus.
Talk on. Talk on.
Everybody needs him.
Amen.
Yeah.
She has nothing.
Right.
Anybody in here been down to nothing?
Yeah.
Do you know what it's like to not have and your children are looking at you?
Yeah.
When I saw the babies in Ukraine, I fell on the floor. Because we're so blessed and we don't even know how blessed we are.
Right.
We gotta stop complaining.
Right. Right.
But somebody can land on this soil today unannounced and take everything you got.
Yeah.
Imagine, no food. You gotta go out and face the enemy to find something to drink. The devil is a liar. He ain't coming up in here while I'm here. Not on my turf.
Come on here.
And if he is coming, I'm going to get a strategy because God is a strategist.
Yes, he is.
He will give you a strategy to fight a devil. Won't he do it?
Yes, he
is. He did it for David, did he not?
Yes.
Everybody else was afraid of the giant running away. I'm not afraid of no devil. I will call on Jesus.
Yes.
She went to the prophet.
Huh?
Prophet didn't write her a check. He didn't call the deacon boy, said, trustee, can you get a check?
Come
out for the widow. Turn around and he asked her,
"What
you got?
What you got?"
I think some folk don't know what they got.
Right. Yeah.
You
got
it.
Yeah.
You got
it.
They don't know what they got.
Right.
They haven't taken an assessment of what they got. You too busy looking at what everybody else got and minding somebody else's business and not looking at what you got.
Yes.
You see, I only got a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you remember the widow with the piece of cake, you know, with the son. I only got a little bit. Gosh, there's some days I only have a half of mine. I go and tell mama, I said, these people don't leave me alone. She said, give me their names. I pray for them.
Yeah.
She said, write their names on the wall here by the bed. I'm going to do a petition, an intercession.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God for mama.
Yes, God.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't want to pray for them because I pray for myself before I lose my sanity.
Right. Jesus.
You gotta say that.
I'm sorry. I got to tell it like it is. He sent her home. She said she had a little something. I don't know what you got in your house. I hope you got some food and some groceries. God bless you. If you don't, I pray he bless you. But here's what the real deal is. Because we haven't taken full stock of what we have. We think we don't have nothing.
Right.
But see, my God said to me, that we are co-creators with him.
Yeah.
Co-creators.
Yeah, well.
And women, you better check your anatomy. Did you forget something?
All right.
You are the reproductive gift to the world. Without you, Jesus wouldn't have came. Now I'm talking real truth. He needed a womb.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? What is it that you have not looked at lately? See, we want a miracle, but let me tell you something. Miracles only come when there's nothing else. Yeah. I know you want some miracle money. I know you scratched that lotto ticket because you hope you can get some miracle money. But the truth is, you had the money to buy the lotto ticket.
Come on here,
so the money could have been multiplied. Well, I know. Okay, now God forgive me. If you had a dollar to buy, you had more than somebody else.
Right. Thank you.
My Lord.
But another reason why we don't have it the way we would like is because we're too full of ourselves.
Oh,
Lord, have mercy. Keep on talking.
Yeah, we fall. I said, Tim, somebody said, we heard a rumor in the street, so I'm going to just tell it to you. We might as well just pretend. I put it out there, Tim. We heard a rumor about our family.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of good for you to hear what's on the street. Sometimes want that, you know, you want that feeling so you can check yourself. You know, you might need to repent, you know. But the rumor came back and said, they say your family, you and your family, bougie. Oh! Why they do that? Bougie. No, let me give you some context. We're not bougie, we're confident.
There you go. Right. I love it.
Because he that has begun a good work in me will complete it. He will perform it.
Yes, he will.
So if you ain't feeling confident, you ain't getting no miracle.
Yeah.
You better have some faith and get confident in the thing that God said to you, because if you don't, you can't have it.
Jesus.
Without faith, it's impossible. You got any faith today? Okay, so empty yourself. Whatever that ego is that you think you can fix it, you just got fooled because it didn't get better when you tried to. It didn't.
My God.
Oh,
I have created more problems because I didn't see God. I said, oh, I'll do that.
Uh-huh.
You thought you had the answer and it got more complicated.
Yes.
Now you're going, you got to repent. God, I should have waited. Yes. I know your way, your will is perfect. It is not the way that I would take. I'm starting to think as I get older, I ain't got time to keep making mistakes. Anybody in here with me? How many more years you going to get to fix that problem you say you have?
My God.
Today is the day of salvation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So once we get this ego done, or get this deal with this, a woman realizes she has this little bit of oil, but she doesn't have capacity. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Come out here.
Do you have any room for what God wants to give you?
My God.
Okay, confession. I'm just going to confess all day so I can be free. I did go in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
I got shoes I can't fit no more because I wore slippers during COVID. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm standing down here, y'all. Arches just went down that way. Okay. Clothes that don't fit. Y'all know what you did during COVID. You ate everything. Some stuff. You trying to figure out what to put on when you come to church on Sunday.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have room for more?
Jesus.
No.
Mm-hmm. We don't. Mm-hmm. We gotta repent. Mm-hmm. We just greedy. Oh, did I just say that?
Yes. That's good.
Spirit of gluttony is real, y'all.
Yeah.
And I ain't just talking about food.
That's right.
Right.
When you're down to your last little bit, how about that? She was empty. There was nothing left but a jar of oil. Now let's put this in context.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to pour this little bit of oil in 200 jars?
Mm-hmm.
You know you can't. But unless you get this right and get this yourself prepared, there will be no miracle.
My God.
Because God needs capacity.
My God.
He needs to be able to fill every corner of that thing that is now empty.
Yeah.
Because he's got to have room.
Amen.
Okay. Number two.
Mm-hmm.
Assembly. Preparation. Notice this. She called her sons. I got a word right here. I got to stop right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because what was so intriguing about this war in Ukraine is that all the men folk had to go to war, leave their families.
Yep.
It won't even, will you sign up for selective service?
Right. Well, no question.
No. You go and get your sons. I saw 12-year-olds with guns being trained for war.
Uh-huh.
Understand what's happening now. She's engaging her sons and preparing them for legacy thinking.
Yes.
Because kids can't do it if they don't see somebody do it with them, for them, standing by them. And if you think school going to do it, baby, school is the devil's playground.
Uh-huh.
The education system is going to hell. Children, they are losing their absolute cotton-picking minds.
Yes.
And the devil's in that too.
Yes.
I saw a tape where the governor, someplace Florida, was doing a presentation and three children showed up with their masks on.
Mm-hmm.
He turned around and said, take those masks. Yes. The next day his mama was on the news saying, I'm the parent,
that's right.
You the governor.
Right.
He's wearing the mask. It ain't got nothing to do with you, but I am immunosuppressed. He's wearing the mask to take care of me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dude, this is the kind of devils we're dealing with.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be afraid.
That's right.
You can't be a scared cat. Oh, when Ketanji Jackson Brown spoke this week, I was fearing myself. I was like, oh God, if you don't come to her rescue. I don't normally post on Facebook, but I had to do it. Because there's some places God want to send us, but you're going to have a certain kind of oil for it.
That's right. Oh, say that.
Yeah. You got to have confidence that God is going to do this thing. Well, I'm going all the way around. Pastor 12:45.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay. She takes her sons and tells them, she engages them in this miracle that's about to be performed.
Right.
It's a miracle. Get the vessels. They fetch them. She begins to pour. Whatever self-imposed limitation she thought she had, as that oil began to flow into those vessels, it diminished. It went away. Because she realized that she had something that she had overlooked. See, God can take the little bit that you got, the little bit of mind you have left, the little bit of experience that you have, the little bit of education that you say is not enough. He can take that little bit and turn it into something immeasurably above and beyond all you can ever ask or think according to his riches.
Glory, God.
It's all stored up for you. But as long as you sit there, I don't have, I don't think. Who was it that said that they didn't speak before? Okay. God is going to perfect that which concerns you. You see, he can't perform until we're willing to be stretched. Now I'm talking. Anybody be willing to be stretched to the next place?
Yes.
So I want to just say, if you've been going through any of these things that I say, guess what? You're alive for a miracle.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, see, some of this is even about a stewardship issue.
Oh my God.
The last verse of this last seven, she goes back to the prophet and she says, I got this. Look what happened when I did what you said.
Mm-hmm.
He said, now take what you have
sell it
and pay your bills.
My God.
That's the stewardship call.
Yeah.
The reason why some of us still don't get it, because God can't trust you with it.
Jesus. Come on, you.
Last point. If God showed up tomorrow, today, this afternoon,
right,
when you leave here, if he used the gas station attendant or the person who won the lotto in the store to give you $1,000, could he trust you with it?
My.
Well, what is going on today? Because to whom much is given?
Come on now.
Much is required. Much is expected. So if you don't have it yet, if you're still waiting for your miracle, see, the title of the sermon was supposed to be,
come on here.
I know what it looks like, but this is not that. I know what it looks like. You think it's crazy. You think it's all the devil. No, God is trying to prove something to you.
Yes, Lord.
So if you're feeling stretched, if you're feeling strange, if you don't have enough, if it's down to bare bones, God got you right where he wants.
Amen.
And it may look like it's a tragedy, but I smell victory.
Glory!
I know what it looks like, but really, this is not that. It is not the end. It is not over. God's got more in store, but it's about you.
Yeah.
It's not over yet.
My God.
So now, when you go home, this is the final point. When you go home, you need to do an inspection at your house.
Right.
I'm not just talking about your things. You need to walk around your house.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about what you need. You might want to walk around and see what you need to give away.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
You know you do. What you need to get rid of, what you keep if somebody's laying on some need a mattress. Oh, did I just say that? Somebody needs shoes and you got 50 pair. Oh, I know. I repent.
Got two hands.
Thank you. Even the angel, this house is repenting right now. So you know. And just because I can wear these for an hour, I might keep them. You understand what I'm saying? But I just want to tell you, I don't care what it looks like.
Yes.
This is not that.
This is not
glory!
And if they're talking about you because you're bougie, remember what I said? It's not bougie. It's confidence.
There you go. I love it.
Don't get it twisted. I serve an almighty God, and he don't make no jump.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I'm done. It's been a glorious privilege to serve you today, to be in this wonderful house with this sweet anointing. With my family. I do call you family. I don't see you all the time, but I want you to know I love you. I pray for you. Take care of the angel of this house.
My Lord.
I'm telling you, do it. I better get good reports on that one. I'm going to be checking. Ms. Minerva, you can call me. Somebody can contact me if they need. But I love you. Go in grace. Receive your miracle today. In Jesus' name.
Amen.